So good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining the Magnolia Public Schools regular Board of Directors meeting. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the Executive Assistant and Board Secretary here at Magnolia Public Schools. It's a pleasure to be with you all here today for this meeting. A couple of reminders before we begin. First, this meeting is being recorded. Second, if you're a member of the public and you wish to give a public comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. However, if it is something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so, you may state your comment anonymously. And third, as a reminder to our staff joining us today, as a reminder, if you can please state your name and your position while addressing yourself to the public and the board. And for our board members, if you may please state your name before giving your comment or your question. So with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Mohamedov, our board chair. If you may please call the meeting to order. It is November 10, 2022, and the time is 5:34 p.m. Oh, sorry, give me one second. Hi, Mr. Mohamedov, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Jennifer. Sorry, I had little connection issues.
No worries. If you may please call the meeting to order, the time is now 5:35 p.m.
Yes, hello everyone. I would like to call the Magnolia Public Schools regular board meeting to an order. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. With that, I'll record attendance. Mr. Mohamedov?
Here.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias?
Here.
Thank you, Dr. Yabano? Dr. Digbush? Ms. Gonzalez?
Here.
Thank you, Mr. Sheehan?
Here.
Thank you, Mrs. Eldon?
Here.
Thank you to our board members for joining. Now that we've established quorum, we'll move forward next with the approval of agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll make the motion to approve it.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion, Diane.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Sheehan?
Yes.
Yes, Mrs. Eldon?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our board members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comment. 6 minutes of translation is needed. If you're a member of the public and you wish to give a public comment, you may unmute yourself now. If there are no public comments at this time, we'll move forward with the agenda next with the announcements from the CEO and superintendent and board members. I'll turn it over to Mr. Rubalcaba.
Thank you, Jen. Alfredo Rubalcaba, CEO, Superintendent, Magnolia Public Schools. Hopefully everyone is doing well. Our wonderful board of directors, Magnolia staff and community, welcome to our board meeting. So I have quite a bit of announcements as we finalize the first semester. And I want to turn it over to Dr. Lopez to go over some announcements specific to outreach department. Dr. Lopez, take it away.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone, board members, everyone on the call, Dr. Lopez, Chief External Officer with Magnolia Public Schools. So a really great announcement we have is that as some of you may or may not know on the call, this year is our 20th anniversary, as you can tell by our Zoom backgrounds. 20th anniversary, we're celebrating 20 years as an organization. In addition to celebrating our 20th year, this year, it's also an important milestone for our MSA 1, Magnolia Science Academy 1 Reseda campus, home of the Warriors, and we will be celebrating their 20th year celebration as well on December 9th, which is a Friday. At 6 o'clock, we are planning a celebration, and I want to thank all the committee members who have joined from each one of our school sites to support in organizing this amazing event At this event, we'll be honoring heroes that have played a role in the development of the school, the community, and have left a legacy with MSA 1 as well. So the invitations for this event are by invite. And I know Jen is reaching out to our board members. So if you didn't get your invite yet, check your email, because I'm sure she has sent it there and done her due diligence on that end. And we are looking forward to having a really great event at the school site and celebrating all the tremendous work that MSA 1 has accomplished throughout these 20 years, and looking forward to 20 more and beyond. In addition to this, I also want to recognize we have a new team member on our team for the Outreach and Communications Department. And that team member is also near and dear to Magnolia Science Academy 1. He's actually an alum of Magnolia Science Academy 1. His name is Brian Olandes. He was with Magnolia previously doing the work of parent and community engagement, working closely with the department, has come back to us with even more skills, talent, and knowledge to continue to help us grow. And with that, he is on the call. So Brian Olandes, if you want to say a few words, please, now's your time.
Yeah, thanks so much, Dr. Lopez. Good evening, Board Chair Mohamedov, members of the board, Mr. Alfredo Rubacava and CMO team. Like Dr. Lopez mentioned, my name is Brian Londis, and I'm excited to announce that I will be serving now in the role of Director of Advancement here in the Outreach and Communications Department. A little background about myself. I have about 8 years of work experience here in the charter space, extended more so as a Magnolia alum from MSA 1. Excited and privileged to have the opportunity to now give back to the communities that serve me. In the coming few weeks, I'm going to be reaching out to each individual board member just to be able to connect with you all and better understand the work that's happened so far and share my vision for the development work here at the organization. And so again, thank you for the opportunity to be here, and I'm excited to continue to learn more from one another. Thanks, Dr. Lopez.
Thank you, Brian. And one more fun fact, this does age me, date me and Mr. Bacala maybe a bit. Mr. Brian Olandes was actually one of my first sixth graders when I was a teacher at Magnolia Science Academy as a history teacher. So I'm glad he is now to see him grow and develop and now be a leader in our own organization is really amazing to see the full circle. So thank you so much. And I hand it back to Mr. Rubalcaba.
Thank you, Brenda, Dr. Lopez, and Bryant. Welcome. We're very excited. As Dr. Lopez said, he was one of our very talented students. And I remember going back to MSA 1 and I saw this very articulate young man before like 100 parents talking about after school programs. And I said, is that Bryant? And sure enough, that was Bryant. And now he's been able to accomplish many things. And now he'll be leading our development work, which we're super excited. And now 10% of the home office is represented by alumni. So we're very excited about all of our alumni's work as we continue to move Magnolia forward. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Patrick, if he's available, just to give a quick announcement on another wonderful happening in Magnolia. So I wanted him to share before he gets to his report. So Patrick, are you available?
Yes, I am available. This is Patrick Monteveros, Director of Facilities and General Counsel. The update is something you've heard before, but worth mentioning again. At its October 26th meeting, the State Allocation Board awarded MSA 5 a preliminary apportionment of $50 million plus for our exciting new campus at 7111 Winnetka. Subsequently, we received a letter from Office of Public School Construction. Just confirming that award. We've also received the paperwork that we will need to be completing as we move forward. In addition, within this last week, we received notice from the Office of Public School Construction that we can apply for a advanced design and site acquisition funding. So we'll be doing that, really excited about it. We've been moving forward on that project with a design RFP. So we're really privileged to have received 10 responses to our RFP for that project. So we have a selection committee that is reviewing them, and we hope to make a selection within the next couple weeks. So really excited about that as well. So back to you, Alfredo.
Thank you, Patrick. And I just want to obviously thank you and Mustafa and the rest of the team for all of your efforts in acquiring this wonderful award. And I can't wait for us to start working on our state-of-the-art campus for MSA 5 Los Lobos. So with that, I'm going to turn it over back to Jen to see if our board has any questions or comments.
Will do. And just for a minute's purposes, Dr. Yapano joined us at 5:42 p.m. So right now, I'll open up the floor if there's any board members that have any announcements.
I just have a statement. This is Covarrubias. I just want to say congratulations to MSA 5 and to Brian. Welcome back.
Absolutely. This is Mikhan, and I will just resonate that. Welcome aboard, Brian. It's very exciting to see what is happening in the schools and what's happening at the schools and the central office level. Dr. Lopez, congratulations in addition to your team. That is a lot of work that falls on your department in relation to the MSA 5 project. That's absolutely amazing news. We're all excited, Patrick, Mustafa, and their team. So yes, this is a good way to start a celebration, the 20 years, absolutely. Thanks, all of you.
I also like to congratulate the team on the award, and I'm really excited what will come out of as we build the facility for MSA 5. Thank you all the team again, and welcome back, Brian, to the team. It's very nice to see a lot of, I really would love to see more of these alumni working for Magnolia moving on. Thank you.
Thank you for that, board members. Is there any further announcements before we move on? If no further announcements, we'll move on with the approval of minutes from the MPS regular board meeting on October 13th, 2022. Would a board member like to approve these minutes?
Approve, Mekhan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Is there a second?
I'll second. Okay.
Who second?
We'll move first.
Give it to Ms. Gonzalez, it's fine.
All right, thank you, Ms. Gonzalez, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Sheehan?
Yes.
Yes, Mrs. Eldon?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our board members. The minutes for October 13th, 2022 has been approved. Now we'll move on to the consent items, starting with 2A, approval of updated MPS health and safety policy and injury and illness prevention program, IIPP COVID-19 addendum. This will be presented by Ms. Heshmirza, our Director of Human Resources.
Thank you, Jennifer. Good evening, board members, colleagues, and community. This is Daria Heshmirza, the Director of Human Resources. There is a minor change in the health and safety policy and the guidance that we received. So the definition of the close contact, there's an added language in the definition of close contact, which is in indoor spaces greater than 400,000 cubic feet per floor. Then the close contact is defined as being within 6 feet from the infected person for a cumulative total of 15 minutes, 4 to 24 hour period. And that's the only change that we have. And that's it. I'm open to any questions or comments you may have. And back to you, Jennifer. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hajmirza. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item? If no questions or comments, the motion is for the board to approve the updated Magnolia Public Schools health and safety policy alongside the injury and illness prevention program COVID-19 addendum. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll move the motion, Diane.
And I'll second it, Covarrubias.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes. Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Yes. Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Sheehan?
Yes.
Yes. Mrs. Alden?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our board members. The motion carries. Now we'll be moving on to action items, starting with 3A, approval of findings to conduct virtual meetings pursuant to AB 361 Government Code Section 54953. This will be presented by Mr. Rubalcaba, our CEO and superintendent.
Thank you, Jennifer. All of our board members and staff are very familiar with AB 361 and the flexibility it affords us as we are still in a state of emergency. So this is a standard item that we bring to you every month to allow us to continue to have these meetings via teleconference. So we ask for you to approve it, but there's new information that we want to communicate with the board in specific to the state of emergency. So I will turn it over to Jen to give more context on AB 361 and also tell us what's new from our state and our governor.
Thank you, Mr. Rubalcaba. So to our board members and the members of the public, we have utilized AB 361 to ensure that we still have our board meetings even during the COVID-19 addendum. That way we can have them through teleconference. New news is that the governor of California is expected to end the emergency emergency orders in the beginning of 2023, so expecting in February. So once that happens, then that also means that AB 361 will expire soon. It would expire once he declares that there is no longer a state of emergency. So I wanted to give an update to the board that when that happens, February of 2023, then our board meetings will be in person. And this addresses the questions that we received in our last board meeting from our board members of when we are expecting to be in person. So I wanted to let everyone know that we will be working to ensure that once we do meet in person, that it is still safe. And also to ensure that board meetings in person do have protocols, so we can begin with that. Yay. So yes, we will be meeting in person soon. So at this moment, I'll open up the floor if there's any questions or comments from the members of the public. If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item? Perfect. If no questions or comments, we will still move for this motion since currently AB 361 still stands. So the motion will be for the board to adopt the findings relating to the ability of the MPS board and all MPS committees to conduct meetings through teleconference during the state of emergency in reference to AB 361 Government Code Section 54953. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll make the move, Covarrubias.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Is there a second?
I'll second it, Diane.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Sheehan?
Yes.
Yes. Mrs. Alden?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our board members. The motion carries. And as well as I will be providing more information to our board members on how the in-person meetings will look like at a later date. So with that, we'll move on with action item 3B, which is approval of 16600 Van Noen Street new property acquisition. This was previously presented to the Audit and Facilities Committee, which they approved for the recommendation. So I'll turn it over to Mr. Mohamedov as the chair for that committee before passing it over to Mr. Ontiveros. Mr. Mohamedov?
Thank you, Jennifer. This is Mekan. So yes, this is the item that was discussed in our facility, Audit and Facility Committee meeting, basically ratifying the potential site for MSA 2 and actually a escrow that is being opened for the purchase of that particular land on 16600 Van Noen Street. This is another exciting news in terms of Magnolia's facility purchases. Also, as we were well aware, by end of school year 23-24, MSA 2, actually Prop 39 agreement ends in the Birmingham current site. Basically this is approving the opening of the escrow for this particular property. And I believe we are opening it with good faith deposit of $400,000. Patrick and Mustafa had informed the facility committee and thoroughly was discussed. But Patrick, if I missed anything, and if you'd like to add things on, and if board members and public have questions, go ahead.
Great. Hi, everybody. This is Patrick Ontiveros, Director of Facilities and General Counsel. I think Mekan did an excellent job of summarizing, but just to give a little bit more context, knowing that 23-24 school year is quickly approaching, the facilities department, in concert with our other partners, have been doggedly looking for a new site for MSA 2, leaving no stone unturned. And fortunately, we turned over one stone and found almost 4.5 acres of land, which is about a mile away from the existing location. So that was a really good opportunity. So we did, in fact, just put in a clarification, we did sign a purchase and sale agreement. We did make a good faith deposit simply because time was of the essence. And knowing that the money was completely refundable, we thought it was in the best interests of MSA 2 and Magnolia as a whole. So we are in escrow now. We are doing our due diligence. There's several things that we're doing right now that are really important. Obviously, getting a lender on board. We're talking to, CLI Capital, who provided a acquisition loan for MSA 1, the property on Sherman Way, the Winnetka property, and hopefully now this one, if it moves forward. The critical issues here really comes down to is financial. It is an expensive piece of property. It's $13.9 million is what we signed up for. But we have some that, the school that we would put there, MSA 2, would not really support that level of debt. So we're looking very closely at options to mitigate that cost. So we're in the middle of our due diligence period. As was expressed at the committee meeting last week, there was a fair amount of concern about the entitlements, the land use portion, as well as the very abbreviated due diligence period. So we are planning on going back to the seller and asking for 45 days, a 45-day extension. Lots of reasons for that, obviously. But you know, making sure that we have our ducks all lined up is obviously very critical. Another piece to the puzzle that was obviously of great concern to staff and to the board is the land use piece. The property is only zoned for single family residences. We do know that the city on its own is planning on upzoning the property to allow for multifamily housing. That may be a couple years out. So we know that is likely going to happen. In the short term, if we were to move forward with this project, we would need to apply for a conditional use permit, which we will be doing. And in that regard, I did ask our land use consultant, Veronica Becerra, to be on this call to better answer any questions you may have on that process. Just as a reminder, Veronica has done some great work for us. She helped us get the zone change at MSA 1, the parking to C2. And she also helped us get the CUP for MSA 7, allowing enrollment to increase up to 500 students. So I did want to open it up for the board to ask any questions on the land use piece of this project.
Hi, Patrick. Will we know for sure that we can get approval to build a school here at the end of this due diligence period, or we just are looking for signs of approval?
Hi, this is Patrick again. I mean, the entitlement period is a lengthy one. So it would go well beyond any due diligence period or closing period. So we would, we would be going at risk in order to get that conditional use permit. It's a straightforward process as far as we know the different steps. Obviously, there are a lot of things that come up that can come up, a lot of issues that we will have to address along the way. I think we have a good handle on that. We know what the path forward would be. We would know how to move it forward. It is a risk. We're not going to get a CUP before we close. That's not ideal, but it happens sometimes. That's part of our analysis right now. What's plan A, what's plan B, what's plan C, what's plan D? We're trying to take everything into consideration to make the best decision we can for MSA 2 and Magnolia as a whole to make sure that we are moving forward in a thoughtful and prudent manner.
It has 8 tennis courts. We might start a national tennis team with this property. But yeah, I'm glad that there is something at least hopeful, and I really like it so far. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Yelvina, for your question. I apologize, my mute button was not working, but before any further board questions, is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If no questions or comments from the public, then we'll move with any further board questions for this item.
This is Covarrubias. I'm just excited and want to thank you guys. I know it's been a lot of work and a lot of time looking for something for MSA too, so I appreciate it. I've been looking too, so thank you guys for the help. And I'm excited for Mr. Garner and MSA 2 staff that hopefully it happens and everything goes smooth. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is Mekan, absolutely. Again, exciting news. Veronica, finally, nice to meet you. We've been hearing your name at our board meetings, who's taking care of our CUP, and I had diligently had followed up with Patrick, who did our MSA 7 CUP, whether they can assist us in the MSA 2 process as well. So I'll take a moment to say thank you for that. And also see Dr. Epinal has a very, very valid point, and it was discussed during our facility committee meeting as well regarding the CUP. Dr. Gonzalez, Ms. Gonzalez, and we basically try to see financially where this all stands as well. And Steve had chimed in during our facility committee meeting. Maybe we can have Steve just to say what kinds of options we are looking. And I believe Mr. Sheehan had very valid points and questions, actually. Maybe afterwards, Patrick, you can just touch base those as well so that our board members and the public is also aware of what we had discussed and what's in the plans. Maybe Dr. Lopez even can chime in as well. We talked about, you know, starting a grassroots work on this project and going out and meeting who the stakeholders are, who are the people that we're going to be talking to or going to their offices and so on and so forth, so that the public and board is a little bit aware. Thank you. Maybe we can start with Steve and then Patrick and maybe afterwards Dr. Lopez. Is that's okay?
May I go first?
Go ahead, Patrick. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hi. So just as a lead-in for Steve, you know, obviously we are taking a really good hard look at the financial implications of this project. Obviously, it's expensive. Interest rates are going up, construction costs are still high. So we need to obviously be very conservative as we forecast what this project ultimately will cost and what our affordability is. So I've prepared some numbers for Steve to review. So I'll go ahead and hand it over to Steve. Thank you, Steve.
Okay, great. Thank you, Patrick. This is Steve Bedrosian, CFO of Magnolia Public Schools. So as Patrick mentioned, we are looking at a couple of different options. Basically, given the size of the property and given the fact that it's close to 5 acres, we obviously would want to best utilize the square footage of the property by looking at two options. One would be having a number of students, potentially up to 1,000 students at the school, and having sort of a consolidation of our existing MSA 2 school. And then another option that we're taking a look at is potentially selling off some of that acreage to a potential developer or to take a look to see if we can turn the property into sort of a mixed use type space. And so all of those things require running different scenarios, which my team is beginning to do, and we anticipate having some raw numbers, some different scenarios, as Mr. Mohamedov mentioned, really coming up with multiple scenarios to see how we can make this project work, to be able to both satisfy the needs of the MSA 2 students, as well as to try and make it affordable. As we know, this is a challenging economic climate. We have interest rates that have gone up multiple times throughout the year. There is obviously some uncertainty coming up in the next 22-23 year. And so we want to factor in all of those potential concerns, and we want to be able to do what's best. And if it looks good, obviously, if we can find a way to make it work with the existing budget, you know, the good thing obviously is the school site has increased its enrollment over the last several years. And so that's obviously a positive, and we want to maintain that and continue to see that develop over the years. And so I think once we are able to look at multiple scenarios and take a look at the interest rate environment, we'll have a much better idea. So I anticipate that work being done over the next week or so here, and being able to have some good information back to Patrick and our C team within a short period of time.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Budraja and Patrick. So with our community outreach and our work that we've done, confident with the work that has been done for previous outreach in the community, and thankfully having a team like Thalia Velasquez, our creative branding and communications director, as well as our newest addition, Brian Alundas, when it comes to canvassing in our community, outreach with our current families, and understanding that this is a major win opportunity for our families, and being transparent in what the process looks like once we've crossed specific bridges, right? And so with that, also one of the great things that we've been able to do with Magnolia Science Academy too, being part of the Community Schools Planning Grant. And if you're not currently following Magnolia Science Academy too on Instagram, I definitely encourage you all to do that, especially our board members. So you can see the great work that's currently going on. So the work with the with outreaching to our communities and working with our families, that's gonna be a big part of this. And it's step-by-step, looking out at the neighborhood council, looking out with different members, and being a part of that work. So that's what we're focused on. Thanks.
Thank you, team. Really appreciate it. Back to you, Jen.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov.
Can we hear from Mr. Gardner, please?
Yes, good evening, members of the public and board. This is David Garner, principal of Magnolia Science Academy number 2. And we are just first and foremost very grateful for this incredible opportunity for our families here. We have had an incredible ride to get to this point so far. You know, we have had growth in our enrollment for the past 4 years, from 436 to 466. To 505 to 511 on our census days over the past 4 years. And there's a lot of demand right now, just due to the tremendous work that our families, our students, our staff are all doing, our home office, the board, everybody who's advocating for MSA 2. So we're very excited at the opportunity here. We're grateful for all the people who are helping advocate for our families. And I kind of describe it like the Titanic to kind of explain what we have, what the feel is with the educational partners at MSA 2. Thinking about 2024, July 1st, this is how I described it in the last committee meeting, is that everybody has heard in our community about MSA 5 and LUSD. What happened was very recent, and it's very close to our neighborhood. So the community and the staff and students are all wondering what will happen to MSA 2. On July 1st, 2024, if we are given a Prop 39 offer by LUSD, and they kind of showed the cards to us before in terms of offering us Sepulveda Middle School as one of the homes to MSA 2, should we be broken into two different locations, approximately 6.9 miles away from MSA 2, which would be detrimental to our students, and our families, a lot of whom don't have cars and take public transportation and walk their kids to school from the neighborhood. So what I describe as this Titanic and the iceberg is that July 1st, 2024 is this iceberg that the community's looking at. And they're nervous. The staff and students and families, everybody's very nervous about what will happen if we don't get a permanent home by that date. So we've been pushing, we've been making a lot of kind of noise and sharing our concerns, but it's a good noise. We're not here to kind of stop the amazing work that everybody's doing. We're here to advocate for our students. That's why we're all here. As we all know, we're in this industry for that reason. And so we understand that this is a big endeavor. We understand that there are so many uncertainties. We understand we're asking the board and the home office and members of the public to take a risk with this project. We know the economy is changing. We understand land is very scarce in the valley and prices are going up. But if we can get to this, if we can get this project off the ground, this will be the most amazing aspect of saving MSA2's community, saving all the families that have been coming to MSA2. Our enrollment is growing beyond the physical capacity in the space here. And so we are so humbled and so grateful for all the support that everybody's been putting in to get us this opportunity. And we understand that there's a lot more work that has to get done to have this facility actually open up on time, and all the transition things between getting all the CUPs and all the approvals and finance secured, and all the city and neighborhood council meetings that we have to attend and start to get the support lined up. However, we are optimistic at the prospects, because we have the best support from our finance, our facility, our home office, and our board, and our parents, and our students, and our staff. We are incredibly blessed at MSA2. We have an incredible community here, an incredible culture. And I'm humbled to be sitting in this seat today. And I am on my most humble offer, my most humble request of the board members. I'm asking everybody here to take a chance for our students' sake. We've looked in the valley, and this is pretty much the best option that we have. It's close by. We will not lose enrollment due to distance and trying to go too far away. And I'm confident that with the finance department and the facility department and home office and everybody crunching the numbers and doing the different scenarios, I'm confident that there will be a nice scenario that's going to be the best case scenario for MSA2 to thrive and to be able to move into this property so that our students can have this positive next step in their journey. So that being said, I am once again here to answer any questions that anybody might have. I'm grateful for all the board members for once again, all your dedication and support in our home office team. And I am humbly here before you. Thanks again on behalf of our students. And I'm going to go ahead and stop talking before I get kicked out of the Zoom. Magically, my Zoom link will stop working and I'll be muted magically by many people who are great at keeping me to be less, verbose. But I'm passionate, as you can see, for our students and for the future of MSA2. So that's why I'm here. And I will stop talking and pass the microphone back to Jen. Thanks for the opportunity, everybody, as well.
Thank you, Mr. Garner, and everybody else. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Garner. Mr. Ontiveros, did you have another comment?
Yeah, I just wanted two things. One is what we're asking the board to approve today is not to close on the property. I want to be abundantly clear about that. This gets us through to the end of the due diligence period. At the next board meeting, we will come back and give our final recommendation, whatever it may be. So again, the board is not being asked to approve the transaction right now. We're simply asking the board to ratify what we've already signed so that we can continue with our due diligence activities, continue working on a model that will be financially feasible. That's the first item. Second item, I did want to give Veronica an opportunity to just kind of give a quick overview of the CUP process. I know it can be a little mysterious. We throw that term around a lot, but I think it would be helpful, given the questions that were raised at the facilities committee meeting and the fact that we have the full board here together, I think it might be helpful to kind of get everybody on the same page. So Veronica, if you wouldn't mind just giving the board a quick overview of it, I think that would be helpful.
Great, thank you. My name is Veronica Becerra. I'm with Raybuild Commercial Services, and I have had the pleasure of working with Magnolia Science Academy for quite a few years now, and it has been my pleasure to get to know everybody on the team. So when we started looking at this property, I started digging into the property to see what could be done with it, and I pretty much have determined that it's in an R1 zone, but R1 zones do allow schools. So that's a given. It's allowed with a conditional use. The conditional use is just exactly that. There are conditions that are applied to the school that you will have to meet. it's a long process. So once we file this application, it will go through the planning department. They will review it. I have to make the findings to say why we think this is a great location for this school. And there'll be a lot of outreach too. We really have to do a lot of outreach to the residents that are in the general area. We're lucky that where this location is, we don't have a lot of single family homes, but those are the people that are going to be impacted, and that the final design of this school is going to make a big difference. That's what the administrators in the city are going to look at, how it's laid out, all the thought process that goes into that, and all of the outreach that we go ahead and do. We will have a minimum of 3 hearings. It will go to the advisor, and then the advisor will take that to commission. We'll be in front of the commission on this project, and after that, it goes to full council. I can tell you this process will take about a year, maybe a little bit longer, even with expedite. And the reason for that is just, there's just so much that goes into this. We will need to have a traffic study. We will need to have the outreach is really the biggest part of it, because we do neighborhood council meetings. We will probably do our own meetings with the community. So it just takes a lot of time for that. I'm happy to answer anybody's questions about the process, but moving into it, I really feel confident that we're going to get through this process. It may be a little painful for me at some times, but I really do believe that we're going to get through this process. With that, do you have any questions?
Yes, this is Mr. Sheehan. Thank you for coming on. What I am most interested in knowing is, I understand this could be a year-long process. There's certainly no way we're going to have any real clarity on this before the due diligence period is out. Do you consider it likely that we will have any clarity one way or another before the full process is complete? Like, are there any kind of checkpoints along the way, or choke points, or I don't know what the right term is, but sort of points along the way over the next year where the odds of this being approved will look substantially higher or lower? And I guess what I'm asking is, like, even before the full process plays out, is it possible that, like, 6 months from now, we'll have a very good sense, or, we'll have a good sense that we're in a very bad position and need to start looking at unwinding this or something like that? Does that make sense?
Yes. So we do. We actually do. Again, I want to reiterate that schools are allowed in the R1 zone with a conditional use, and the conditions are, some of the conditions can be pretty tough, but we can get around that through mitigation. And that's what we try to work on very early in the process. 2 or 3 months into it, we'll get feedback from the planning department. We'll start working together with everybody that will be getting involved in this. And we'll already start seeing what our problems are. And at that point, we can decide if we can mitigate those and what it's going to take. And then from that point on, we'll move on. Probably 6 months into it, we'll know much more about where we're going. And if we can get the planning department on our team, that's really a big plus, because they will help push this along. They don't do any of the outreach. That's up to us. We have to work with the community. We just have to work with them and make sure that nobody has something that's really substantial that's really going to stop this project.
Thank you.
Any further questions or comments from our board?
Ms. Veronica, so when you say outreach, it's basically trying to involve the community to hopefully, just not have any issues in this process?
Right. What we want to do here is try to bring those single family homes into the process, into the design process, so they don't feel uncomfortable about having something impact their homes as big as this. So that's the thing. We have to be able to talk them into why they should want to have Magnolia as a next door neighbor. And the reason why they should want to have Magnolia next door is because it's an incredible school. And we all move to neighborhoods because of the school district. That's the bottom line. And I think that we can promote that with the community and let them know that their property values will be much better once Magnolia is there. And Magnolia has been a good neighbor everywhere they have been. So we have a track record. I think that we can bring people on board and get them to support us. We've done it before. I think we can do it again.
Thank you. I just love your positive words. Thank you so much.
Well, I try to stay that way because there are going to be a lot of hurdles and we will ask for everybody's help.
Yes, I agree. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Any last comments?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank Veronica for all the work she has performed, and we put our trust in you that you will pull this through as well, hopefully.
I will do my very best. I always do. I love this school. I really am honored to be able to represent this school. I really am.
Thank you.
If no further questions or comments from our board members, I'll open it up one more time if there's any questions or comments from the members of the public. Perfect. If not, then the motion will be for the board to approve and ratify the execution of a purchase and sell agreement and opening of escrow for that certain property located at 16600 Van Noen Street, the property for the benefit of Magnolia Science Academy 2. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll second it.
Sandra should move this.
absolutely,
all right. Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov and Ms. Covarrubias, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Yapino?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Sheehan?
Yes.
Yes, Mrs. Alda?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our board members. The motion carries. Very exciting times. Alrighty, next item would be action item 3C, approval of the Pacific Charter School Development Contract for Magnolia Science Academy 1 feasibility study. This item was also presented at the Audit and Facilities Committee meeting, which the committee approved for recommendation from the board. So now I'll turn it over to Mr. Mohamedov as the chair before turning it over to Mr. Ontiveros.
Thank you, Jennifer. Yes, this was the second item that was discussed at our Audit and Facilities Committee meeting. As you will recall, we had MSA1 had purchased the JAM building that was next door, where we would like to expand MSA1. And Pacific Charter School Development Center is going to be assisting us to see the timeline and feasibility of that project. So the project is expected to be around $30,000, including the $6,000 for contingency. And Patrick, you can add further into the details of this agreement. Thank you.
Yes, hi, this is Patrick Ontiveros, General Counsel and Director of Facilities. As was mentioned, we purchased this property, 18242 Sherman Way, immediately adjacent to the MSA1 Middle School a few months ago. And we have plans for it. There's programming that MSA1 would like to put into the space, including arts program, theater, which I think is really exciting. And as you all well know, we've talked at great length about constructing a gymnasium on the parking lot, and we engaged a design professional to help us come up with a a massing plan, a site plan that will work for the school. So those are the two really important, exciting projects that we have for MSA 1 coming up. Again, converting the building known as the JAM building into educational space for MSA 1, enhancing the overall program, then constructing a gymnasium. And in order to do this in a thoughtful manner, we want to understand as best we can what the timeline will look like, what the costs will look like, of course, what approvals we'll need beyond what we might already know. So PCSD is well positioned to help us do this. They've been helping us at MSA 7 with that project. They did help us with the Winnetka project for a while. They are well qualified and equipped to help us with this. This will be approximately a 3-month project. And at the end of it, I think we'll have a very, very clear idea of what the financial requirements are going to be, what timing looks like, what the approvals will look like. Veronica will also be helping us with that. The approval we're seeking is to engage PCSD to help us with the feasibility of this project.
Thank you, Ms. Ontiveros. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item? If no questions or comments, the motion is for the board to approve the Magnolia Public Schools Higher Pacific Charter Development for a total amount not to exceed $30,000, $24,000 in fees, and $6,000 for contingency and reimbursable expenses to conduct a feasibility study for Magnolia Science Academy 1 to examine the budget, timeline, and feasibility to renovate the recently purchased 18242 Sherman Way property, aka the JAM building or the JAM property, and construct a gymnasium on MSA 1's parking lot parcels. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll make the move, Covarrubias.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Is there a second?
I'll second
it, Mekhan. Go ahead, Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Sheehan, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov? Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Yapanol?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Sheehan?
Yes.
Yes, Mrs. Eldon?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our board members. The motion carries. Now move on to action item 3D, approval of extension of Pacific Charter School Development Contract for Magnolia Science Academy 7 expansion. Once again, this item was also taken to the Audit and Facilities Committee meeting, which the committee approved for its recommendation. I'll once again turn it over to Mr. Mohamedov before turning it over to Mr. Ontiveros. Mr. Mohamedov.
Thank you, Jennifer. Yes, this was the third item on our agenda. So as it was mentioned earlier, MSA 7 got the CUP approved. And now the next step is to have the, whether we can put the modulars for the preschool part of the church and basically expand MSA 7. And the proposal is about $75,000 with the contingency amount of, again, 6,000 including to that amount. PCSD will be performing. This is, I believe, a 6-month project expected to be finished within that timeline. I will have Patrick to fill in the details. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. This is Patrick, General Counsel, Director of Facilities. yes, as was previously mentioned, we received our CUP for this project to increase enrollment from 279 to 500. And PCSD has been working with us on that. And now we're at the point where we are submitting, preparing plans to submit to building and safety, and making sure we get all the approvals necessary, make sure, you know, we have all the utilities on board, all those, you know, details, including making improvements to the preschool building in order to make it occupiable by MSA 7. The modulars in this instance will be a little bit more complicated than MSA 1 because the building and safety is going to require a more substantial foundation system. So that's makes it a little bit more challenging, but certainly nothing that's insurmountable. So, you know, bottom line is PCSD will continue to work with us on this project and help us get to the finish line and have those modulars installed in time for the next school year. We are evaluating how many we'll actually need. So we're discussing that internally. We're talking to our landlord about that as well. So it's all very exciting. And I'm happy to answer any further questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Ontiveros. Is there any questions or comments for the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item? If no questions or comments, the motion is for the board to approve MPS to renew Pacific Charter School Developments Agreement for 6 months for a total amount not to exceed $75,000, $69,000 in fees, and $6,000 for contingency and reimbursable expenses to continue assisting with the MSA 7 expansion project consisting of making tenant improvements to the existing preschool building on the Lifehouse Church, MSA 7's landlord, and applying for and receiving permits for the installation of modular classrooms. With that, would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll make the motion, Covarrubias.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Is there a second?
Second, Yapanel.
Thank you, Dr. Yapanel, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Yapanel?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Sheehan?
Yes.
Yes, Mrs. Oldham?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our board members. The motion carries. And that concludes all of our items for tonight's meeting. I thank everyone for joining us here tonight. We did end a little bit early, so that is an early Christmas present for everyone. So with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Mohamedov. If you may please adjourn the meeting, the time is 6:36 p.m.
Thank you, everyone. I would like to call Magnolia Public Schools regular board meeting. I would like to adjourn Magnolia Public School regular board meeting. Thank you. I got too excited.
Thank you.
Good
night, everyone.
Have a great night,
good night, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye,
take
bye
care.
Everybody.
Good evening.
Bye. Good night.
Good night.